This is Morning Edition on NHPR. The new legislative session kicked off last week as lawmakers began the process of again sifting through the hundreds of new bills. Many of these proposals would affect New Hampshire's business community, including raising the state's minimum wage, an issue that hasn't gone anywhere in the past. But could there be a spirit of compromise this year? Jeff Feingold is editor of New Hampshire Business Review, and he joins us now to talk about the new legislative session. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Rick.
So, Jeff, plenty of bills on the docket related to business, but let's look at that issue of minimum wage first. Currently, the state has no minimum, so it defaults to the federal minimum of $7.25 an hour.
Yeah.
What are some of the proposals that we're looking at this year?
Well, there's a couple of them, and I just want to say, put in perspective, New Hampshire has by far the lowest minimum wage. Well, not by far, but it has the lowest minimum wage in New England. It's the only state that follows the federal wage. Vermont recently raised theirs above, I think, about $9.65, and Massachusetts has been going up. And
they've been going up in graduated steps.
Graduated steps, yeah. And they're headed for $10 and higher, actually. I think, I believe it's $11 in Massachusetts eventually.
Right, next year, yeah.
Yeah, and what this has done is put pressure on New Hampshire only because it's kind of an outlier right now in New England. And actually, I was talking to an employer just the other day who was raising concerns about what the effects would be on wages in New Hampshire because this is a southern New Hampshire company because of the increase in Massachusetts of the wage. So it's an issue that's on the agenda. It's on the radar of business people as well.
Yeah, because, of course, we've talked about this in the past about, you know, trying to keep young people in the state.
Absolutely. And it's interesting. One of the interesting things about this coming session is that there seems to be some possible bills that really can find a common ground between Democrats and Republicans. And one of them possibly is a bill addressing this minimum wage issue sponsored by Representative Ed Butler from up north, up in Franconia. And his bill would call for a gradual raise up by 2019 in New Hampshire's minimum wage to $9.50. But what he would do is exempt it for workers under 17 and under, because that's one of the arguments against the minimum wage, even though it's been shown that most people on minimum wage are not teenagers, they're adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it seems to me that would defuse that argument, saying, well, what about giving kids a chance to start working?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of getting a pretty good reception from some of the employers, some of the trade groups that represent employers that do have a lot of dominated in the minimum wage, have a large number of minimum wage employees.
Are there other bills that we're looking at that might strike a compromise?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it's really interesting because it seems to be that there's some possible agreement actually on the big kahuna of them all is on Medicaid expansion. Mm-hmm. If you listen to especially the Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley, who apparently seems almost eager to extend this, because as we know, what happens is New Hampshire expanded Medicaid, and that was with the federal government paying 100%. Now New Hampshire has to come up with 10% because the federal government's only going to pay for 90.
And that could translate to $20 or $25 million dollars.
Yeah, which is, you know, in a state that you know still looks for the money in the sofa cushions. You know?
Sure.
It's going to be difficult, but Senator Bradley seems to be very eager to come up with some kind of compromise, find some way of getting some of this, of getting the money, getting the funding to do it, because that is something of interest to a lot of people in the business community. They see it as Medicaid expansion as having worked. The hospitals see it as having worked because it's greatly reduced the number of people who use emergency rooms for just basically their primary care because they have no place else to go, and that's uncompensated care.
Mm-hmm.
So they really like how it's been working. And I think that's one of the places where it could be possible.
Jeff Feingold from New Hampshire Business Review joins us to talk about the new legislative session. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thanks, Rick.